This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman beginning today. On the first leg of his visit, he will travel to Jordan and will meet King Abdullah bin Al-Hussein to review the entire gamut of relations between India and Jordan and exchange perspectives on regional issues at the invitation of the King of Jordan. More from our West Asia correspondent.
India and Jordan continue to strengthen their bilateral partnership marked by mutual trust, goodwill and sustained high-level engagement across political, economic and defence sectors. The relationship has been renewed momentum in recent years, supported by close understanding at the leadership level. Jordan is home to a vibrant Indian diaspora of over 17,500 people, plays an important role in contributing to the kingdom's economy while also strengthening the cultural and social links between these two nations. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Amman.
Mr. Modi will proceed to Ethiopia tomorrow, marking his first visit to the country. In the final leg, the Prime Minister will visit Oman, marking 70 years of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed senior party leader Nitin Naveen as the National Working President of the party with immediate effect. Nitin Naveen is currently working as a minister in the Bihar government. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitin Naveen for becoming the National Working President of the BJP. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nitin Naveen has distinguished himself as a hard-working worker of the party. The railways is on the verge of completing electrification on almost its entire broad-gauge network, with more than 99% electrification completed across 25 states and union territories. The Ministry of Railways informed that over 33,000-kilometre route was electrified between 2019 and 2025. It added that the total distance electrified during this period alone is almost equal to the entire railway network of Germany, showing the country's scale of expanding clean and efficient rail traction. In West Bengal, members of the inquiry committee, led by retired Justice Ashim Kumar Ray, visited the Yuva Bharati Kridangan at Salt Lake in connection with Saturday's chaos and arson after Lionel Messi's departure from the stadium. The justice said the investigation is now at preliminary stage. Meanwhile, the arrested organizer of the Messi event, Shatadru Datta, has been sent to 14 days police custody. Police have lodged two cases into the incident. Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose also visited the stadium yesterday. In a major crackdown on the narcotics trade, the crime branch unit busted a mephedrone manufacturing unit in Satara district of Maharashtra and seized drugs and raw materials worth an estimated 115 crore rupees. A total of seven accused have been arrested in the case. With Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, already active across Delhi NCR amid worsening air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has taken several measures to prevent further deterioration of air quality. Under the GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states is banned in Delhi. The Delhi Traffic Police has issued a traffic advisory in view of the Argentine footballer Lionel Messi's GOAT India Tour Delhi leg to be held at Arun Jaitley Stadium from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. today. As per the advisory, traffic will be diverted or restricted on Bahadur Shah Zafar Marg and Jawaharlal Nehru Marg. The Traffic Police said that commuters have been advised to avoid certain stretches between 12 noon and 5 p.m. These include Jawaharlal Nehru Marg from Rajghat to Delhi Gate up to Kamla Market, Asif Ali Road from Turkman Gate to Delhi Gate, and Bahadur Shah Zafar Marg from Delhi Gate to ITO. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Telangana and interior Karnataka for the next 2 days. Severe cold wave conditions are also expected today over north interior Karnataka. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 7 wickets in the third T20 international of the 5-match series in Dharamshala. And that is the end of this news bulletin.